three.
Speaker four.
This looks great.
Oh, boy, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
Oh, Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Katya?
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet
Eric.
you, Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah,
Nice to meet
nice
you.
to meet you too.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you and just have your woman.
Well,
Sorry,
this is a
pretty
game.
I think there is a knock.
Who's at the door?
Someone is late for the party.
This looks great, huh? Clearly the awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too much noise, yeah.
what I'm also what I'm wearing, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
Ooh,
yes.
yeah.
Yummy. I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
More or less.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we missed this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
fortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did you guys play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count, was it?
No, the other one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Reached twice here.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three, with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the 3-point line. And shot three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Had some rebound, made it at
Oh,
the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing. Oh my
That's
god,
awesome.
like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
All about basketball.
Yeah. You know, where we're at, I'm the same. Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work
the
league here.
yeah, the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. They have like a dodgeball league or something too, don't they?
Oh,
Oh,
cool.
really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. Like that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you watch?
Yeah.
I feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food.
I'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time to try the guac. It's really good.
Really?
It's Indian.
It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
Do you think they use like a little, you know, just like kind of flavor?
Oh,
Or is
absolutely.
it that one?
I don't
Yeah. I don't
Yeah?
think it's real.
It's all like sweeteners and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz there's
Natural
no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
Turns
some,
down correctly.
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice. Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose, near San Antonio Road.
That's a good area, too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah, so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, I had to get away. I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to get away from home a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out at my
But
That's
it's a
a
work
bunch
in
of hill.
it.
That's tough up there.
Parking and everything. But the same with the Mill Valley, probably.
It's not as bad, but at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do any of you take the shuttle? Yeah.
I do. I
That's
don't
good.
know that I've seen either
No,
of
I
you go
rarely.
solo.
I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
or just hang
Yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But they do explode strangely and just like it's no longer needed. It's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless there is traffic.
Traffic.
There's traffic.
Yeah. How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's so
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
pretty
now.
ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Oh.
In Syria.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Aw, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. What about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew up
Nice.
in Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, just like it's very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You aim for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
yeah, relocation.
If you travel back, it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around the earth.
Really?
You know?
True.
It will be faster.
One day.
One day, yeah.
You ever gonna go back often enough?
Yeah, not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit
nice.
my view.
Oh, nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost.
Almost.
One week prior to the
Okay.
event.
Okay. That'll be fun. Then you get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess.
on,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's really
Yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's a
It's
yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you
it's
rooting
fun.
for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
play.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, in a million years.
History or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
You're rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe
Yeah.
not
Yeah.
like
Good.
yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
in there.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? Yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
What's your
Mine is
deal?
figure skating. I love figure skating, watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I feel dumb all the time,
Yeah,
and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, she's good, and just like, in that pinnacle, and she's falling down. I'm not into games, I'm just falling down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and just some like contact sports on the side myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that.
I'm more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
No.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah, me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Play
Yeah.
I guess once a week. Though I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
Really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys
playing
wanna play basketball? Polo.
Wanna
Yoga?
go
Yeah.
too.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean the boys are Rays here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, went through the whole lull of I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
Yeah,
there
you
was an
give
excuse,
information
fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah. And
tickets would
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
again.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting at first, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah?
instead of keeping it, in Oakland, because all
Yeah.
of Oakland is developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco's already
packed.
really
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, stadium and what is.
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there. I don't mean
Yeah.
probably by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like next
Next
year.
year.
Already?
Is it 2019
Wow.
now already?
Yeah.
No. I think it's 2019.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
Even the Bo's. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often. It was
Yeah.
actually a gift, which is really the only reason why I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
can
crazy.
really spend on this?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
That's pretty good.
The
Yeah.
Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And
no.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. Sorry.
Yeah, so I would like to get another black plate. We have
Yeah, we'll probably
Oh,
get
cook
some
made
more.
a lot of food today.
We'll probably get more soon.
Yeah. And it's delicious. I like it that you do this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
I have
you
not
seen
seen
it?
it, no.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
just
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by an Asian female.
Oh wow.
Very
I didn't
cool.
know that. It's interesting how they take those cartoons, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
Yeah.
out like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, just like making the in the process.
Yeah.
But even when Tina came to Czech, like, it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch here, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw, like, what's that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I saw
That's
that
been
in
a
theaters
while
as well.
now.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it. Also,
It was
loved
pretty
it.
good, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely am.
Yeah. That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how
pretty
much
crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
bring
many.
all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said, like, for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
there's like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you get those characters enough screen time? There's
Mhm.
40 different people.
I don't think they have.
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
And then they give like a prologue to like read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, and then like I set the bar really low. Or expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of thing.
good. For me it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I'm just like, let's go for it. And then I'm just
Better
like,
be good.
really?
I felt the same way. But I still liked it. It was still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah, right. Airplane movies.
Definitely.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
No, neither.
You gotta have those. The ones
Well.
you like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. Nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going business on this one. I use
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, upgrade is definitely
Yeah.
a time saver these days.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, sliding the champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
right. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that, and then as we landed, I was like, I don't remember what was I wish that it was
Yeah, right?
fun.
The only the problem is that I don't know how I would be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like, oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that
First
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of events coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. They're all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one, and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh yeah,
And I'm
well
like
there.
looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes.
Oh sure.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelor and bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. I was like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that, it's all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. You just attend them anyway.
business idea here. Right,
Some of my friends, they said they'd love to have kids, and
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of things, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, I mean
Yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You kind of drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't, and I'm like taking this baby from our friends, and you're just like and she's like, I was like, hey Hannah, take this baby, look how cute it is. She's like, no thanks, I love your baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't wanna touch, I don't wanna touch
I'm
your
good.
baby.
Oh
Funny.
man. Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
you're
and
and you're going to China, right? Is
Is
that
that
for
something
your vacation
It's not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you turn
Yeah.
it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well,
Nice.
so
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Cool.
pretty cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer, I'm going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. It's gonna
Nice.
be really hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools, you know, you can really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good. Much next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, damn nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do that.
Last time I went to Texas I did like barbecue, but after day one I was
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats.
Yeah.
The salt level just goes through the roof.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this doc, and you're like eating a slab of butter or bread, like have at it, home bread.
And then you need a like just sugar,
Yeah,
sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
Good stuff right now.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But trying not to go too crazy.
I thought it's a good angle to go like to
Really?
like instead of this year to celebrate my birthday during the barbecue party in our park. But you know San Francisco, how we get there? And it so happens it's the rainiest day ever. So it didn't just have the, you know, just like a normal party if it was too hot.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of that. Was this next to the water?
You can see from here, that's the famous Florida.
Okay.
It's just Alamani, you know, just like in that there's still very new. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco.
Oh. I didn't know.
It's a little wilder.
Alamani Gardens.
And there's a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of walking minutes to it, right? But in short shorts, it's all of the people in the park is anxious because
Oh
it's raining
yeah.
clouds. Like it is so
Well, that kind of
windy.
barbecue is very different than a Texas barbecue. I mean, obviously, I mean that stuff is sort of the Midwest or Carolina barbecue.
Arguably.
So different. Those are in Texas. Once you go up there, you're like, that's the place to be. That's where I wanna be. Hey, I got tired after we got home. It actually wasn't even that good, but when it was really windy, it like ran out of food. So a lot of them like only had enough for like a couple hundred people, but then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to this one next door. It was not very good. And I felt so exhausted after dinner. like
Run
he
Ads,
very
that is called
fresh
charity.
and like
1975.
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the junk.
Yeah.
I'll have a chance for you to check out the current volume one in Oxbow. Oxbow. It's in downtown Eau Claire. Kind of a free fast concert. Thursday, July 5th.
Like,
so I'm listening
like
in for your chance
the way
to win
that
those tickets. Some local music here on Rainbow Drive.
Yeah, like very fresh. Have you guys had that before, the Szechuan pepper? not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your palate.
That's terrible. How can you taste anything after
Well, I guess
that?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I went I did a hot pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So nobody warned me it was gonna happen. That's really the way you should
That's
be doing
right,
it.
yeah.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
I was just like, what is going on? I was like,
Yeah.
I'm like, and they're like,
You
oh
went to the
yeah,
dentist.
Szechuan and pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
Do you recommend
there was one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them.
Tino?
About Hai Di Lao.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
I'm not really
Yeah,
sold right
recommend
now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun, yeah.
You go to the dentist.
It's great when
Oh, okay.
you have people confident in what you eat and you have like retaining something real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean this isn't it's not like the painful heat that you get from some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa, this is hot, but it's bearable.
Just can't feel
Juicy. It also tastes good. It has a weird taste to
Kinda tangy.
Yeah.
It's like a tangy.
So what do you do
Hey, I'm Jill Riley. I'll help you against
I don't know, my mom
diabetes.
eats
How long?
hamburger away like most Americans, so maybe my husband can.
I don't feel like this.
You recently went to Sweden to make this record and enlisted the total music help of musician and producer Björn Lundstedt from John.
Language and composure, it's more or less open, just like mastered. And we have a team that writes
Evocase brought in a number of folks to
Also
lend their
because
voice to writing talents.
Swedish,
For
those
example, her
people
bandmate
that we
Ace
met,
Steven,
but from the
choreographers,
Brussels
her
museum,
Case Lightyear's collaborator
Maria
Laura Spears,
Francesco
Barry
Chico,
Lockwood, and Kurt Fickers are Lanigan shows up on this record. That is
My
music
husband
that
is from
you
Guatemala, and they have two kinds of
Evocase has such a
but they're
gorgeous
always
soothing
mixed
voice, and her
somehow
voice
with
as a
Asian
songwriter
spirit
and producer
to
has made for another strong album.
in Asian
The
culture
record is
a
called
bit
Hell On,
funny.
it's out now
Was
while
that
it's
it?
occurring.
Well, that's Welsh Irish usually.
Oh,
So the ones you get here, yes, that's it's Welsh Irish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for those that
Yes.
Like numb stuff.
Wasabi type.
Yeah,
Wasabi.
wasabi
Yeah,
just to have her on that.
You know, I'm biased.
Oh my god.
I
Dango
assume
fire.
I heard that in Salou, they have a factory where they basically just produce different breasts of animal, so guavas and breasts. So, but they, just like a smallest amount of anywhere they say saffron, and big amounts for make your guava jelly, because you cannot really control saffron smooth, it's all in small,
Really?
percent. So be careful on saffron, guys. So, but the spices, there are so many varieties of guava.
Yeah.
Is this the one you had the lemonade?
So for me, the spices thing was, just like always much cooler. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, but I was like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair setting on
No.
fire? That's strange.
I haven't, but that's what I mean. But so when I went to South Korea, it's a weird restaurant that I ate in there, which they're all so different. Some places are so garlic. And others are like really spicy. Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time I'm just walking around there, my mouth is like, this is tasting garlic. It's like in my lips. It's so good. But yeah, there's truly gotta be spicy food in there.
Can't you taste when like we have in Korea, wine tasting at all? Korean, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. It's so good.
What do you guys recommend for good day trips or like hikes around here? What do you guys recommend?
this the mall place.
Tomorrow's day?
Yeah, the mall place in the mall. Do you remember?
I have.
They changed it up.
So just cause I'm about to tell them something.
Kind of. Well,
What?
It's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
The mall place?
Tomorrow's day?
Tomorrow's day, the mall.
You know where all the oyster farms
No. I thought that's in the closed. No?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore. So it's just I think it was something about the license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just guarantee you and you know, you can't take it up straight.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They still yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah, they're super nice. Yeah, they just sell you like a bag of oysters. And they're like, here you go. Get an oyster shaker. And all we would do like we would typically go out for like birthday parties but like
Do you guys have oysters?
Don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm like, you know, it's fresh and then you see it.
Yeah.
Being crafted and delivered, yeah. You cut yourself?
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how much breakfast you get.
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph in my
Yeah.
And then but after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up and the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to it, like instead of breaking it open, you will be closing it out, you know, just a little bit thing out of the shop.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. Is it ever done to that point?
Not that I know of.
What do you like? Like around here in the south or something?
If you're out there, I recommend like Ocean Peak if you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I don't feel like that.
I didn't
I
do that
didn't
when
bring
I did
a
it.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah. It's pretty intense.
I
No
thought,
shade.
I thought it'd be a quick little hike. I mean,
Yeah, it's not.
I thought it'd be a lot tougher than I thought.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then and catch your breath and keep going, but the view of the top is just stunning.
How long was it?
Yeah, but it's
Well,
just
not
straight up.
that long, but it
No.
was so intense.
You're just still climbing up
The
terrible
elevation
on top
is
of these
one of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says this is a pretty strenuous hike.
The curse cost, right?
Central California.
Oh, thousands of people actually went from 280. It's from San Francisco 20 to 30 minutes away.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly cloudy, partly cloudy, high temperatures.
No.
Like California, so I've been here my whole life and it was so much I haven't seen.
That's one of those places that's just passive driving to LA. I just wanna get there.
I mean, that happens, right? And then there's some European friends who never been to London or Paris because they can't at any time.
Yeah,
see, there we go.
Can you go up here too?
Yeah, I know.
So in DC, I would always do the touristy thing to like relatives.
Yeah.
So that's when you would do more museums, monuments, and those would be nothing otherwise.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before they didn't allow you, now they don't allow you, not accept. You need to write your signature.
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on